Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. It is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan at 7:23. Before we get to In the Huddle, I don't know what's going to happen when baseball season comes around because 9 Major League Baseball teams, including the Braves, have terminated their deals with FanDuel Sports Network.
This whole thing's been an absolute dumpster fire, right? Since it started. The Diamond Sports Group, whatever else is going on with that. I mean, this has been an ongoing saga for like 2 years now. I think it started with the Diamondbacks initially, or one of the teams out west that kind of had things topple, and they ended up going to MLB. MLB brought a bunch of broadcasting stuff in-house. Essentially, when the Diamondbacks and the relationship they had with their regional sports network went away, you started being able to watch it as part of MLB.TV, I believe.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's kind of the backup plan, but it ain't good. It ain't good.
They have to figure it out pretty soon.
No doubt.
Yeah. I mean, and I wonder, you know, because didn't it went on Prime too? Like, was it Prime or Apple that you could pay like by the team package, and you could watch the games, and it was still all through FanDuel. It was a thing that FanDuel had. I'm just confused on what this happened. See, this is where the Braves have been screwed a little bit, because the Dodgers have an outrageous TV deal.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Sox have an outrageous TV deal. The Yankees have the YES Network. The Red Sox have NESN, right? The Braves have a crappy TV deal. Let's just be honest about it. And it looks like it's getting crappier by the day. And it's gone now, essentially. So what are you going to do? Is there a local that wants to step in and take it? I just don't know where we go. And there's a lot of people that have been impacted through the years by, you know, what was at one point in time like Sports South, and then it turned into something else, and then it turned into FanDuel, because you've gotten TV packages or streaming packages strictly to watch the Braves and the Hawks, and now it's all up in the air. Do you
think there's any chance that they would start their own network? Like the Cubs did this like 10 years ago. They started Marquee.
That's what I'm wondering.
Marquee Sports Network.
I don't, because I don't think Liberty Media would sink money into it like that. I don't think. You got to remember, Liberty Media is Liberty Media want to.
They would have to see a return.
Keep running into walls, so why not try something different?
And they have a gigantic fan base.
Well, your goal is to go get somebody to sign you, like, you know, that would I would think that they could do what I would like to think is that, because I think they still own TBS, Liberty Media. I'm not sure if they sold TBS, or I'm not really sure where that went, but I know TBS in TNT and all them are part of like HBO. I don't know. Time Warner.
Time Warner, yeah.
But I don't know if Liberty Media and Time Warner split officially, but I'd like to see that come back, because because people all across the United States really are in baseball America's team, thanks to the TBS thing. So I just don't know how it works, but here's my problem if they did that is I'm like, okay, well, we saw how the batteries were still seemingly being punished for the battery. You know, they say that you're going to use it to spin, but because of the money that you owe on the battery, Liberty Media, you know, you don't necessarily get all the spending that you would hope to get from that. So I wonder how that would affect the team and how it's ran. I just don't think they would put the money into it. I still think that they pinch pennies when it comes to the Braves, and we know that with some of the spending they do on the field. So no, I don't think they would do that. I think they want someone to pick it up and pay for it. But I just don't know where you go.
Well, I think that, you do whatever you do and you contract it out the same way like NBA TV used to be done and things like that. There's somebody probably listening right now that knows way more about this kind of thing than we do.
Right.
But I just think it would be really cool to have, you know, a Braves network, because I think that they are that big of a brand when it comes to Major League Baseball, and it would make a lot of sense. I don't know for Liberty Media that it does, like he said, but
right,
it'd be cool.
Well,
I hope whatever happens, we keep to keep Brandon Galdon in CJ.
That was my curiosity, is like, who signs their checks? And so are they going to be following the team? I don't know.
I'm almost positive that they're paid by the Braves.
Okay.
Almost positive.
I tend to lean towards the fact that the Braves have say in who it is, but that the network pays them.
Got it.
That's where I tend to lean. I'm not sure if I'm right.
I remember this being a talking point when this happened with the Diamondbacks, because they were like, who's going to pay? Because the Diamondbacks essentially had to bring all of it in-house and make it available on MLB TV. That's how they got their games out.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that being a point of contention. It might be different for every franchise, but I remember that being a point of contention. It was like, are the broadcasters going to be the same? And it was like, yes, their broadcasters are paid by the team. So, but maybe it's different.
And it works different, like different places, because you know, I mean, it just depends on it. But I tend to believe that the team had this final say in what the talent was, but that maybe the network pays. But I could be off. I don't know.
Well, things need to get figured out soon. A spring training is coming up. I think pitchers and catchers report in like 31 days or something like that.
Do you have a countdown clock in your house?
Listen, my life's about to get crazy. It gets crazy in the Cauley household when baseball season boots up. And don't forget, you can always listen to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. It is free. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, there was another firing. Mike McDaniel has been released from the Dolphins. So now do we believe that they did not call John Harbaugh, or did they?
Oh, I'm doubling down.
They did.
Because, you know, who Stephen Ross is a huge donor of what college? Michigan. I think he's an alumnus there, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Harbaughs have ties to where? Michigan. I know Jim played there. I don't know. I don't think John did, but I know that there's the family is tight. I absolutely believe. And I think there's two things happening here. If one, Harbaugh came open, and two, Stephen Ross met with Mike McDaniel and was like, yeah, I'm good.
That's more where my brain veered. I was like, I don't know that this means that Harbaugh was they were in contact with or whatever. I don't know. That's a whole other conversation. If I'm John Harbaugh, I'm like, yeah, I'm good on that. That whole situation y'all got going on.
No, but what if we had to go down there and run it, though? Because they don't
I think he's going to have the opportunity to do that at seven different places, though. You know, I think that's part of the conversation. But to kind of, you know, bring it all home, I am of the opinion that Stephen Ross met with Mike McDaniel and was like, dude, it is not going well. Like, I don't know what I expected out of this meeting, but we've all seen his press conferences, his interviews.
Yeah.
Can imagine what that must have looked like after the season finished. And, you know, you're asked about the future vision of the team and how things are going to change. And I can't even imagine how those answers must have sounded, what, 3-4 days removed from the season? We were actually at the Arthur Blank press conference yesterday when the news started popping up on everybody's phone. It was like, oh, man, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's up with the timing of that?
Well, we have reached the wild card round. The Rams are taking on the Panthers on Saturday at 4:30.
This game, and I mentioned it, it's a 10-point spread. Panthers beat the Rams not that long ago. And I think the expectation with the, you know, with the team that's under 500 and the Rams are Super Bowl favorites for a lot of people, anything can happen, specifically when you talk about home games. I think it's going to be a better matchup than people are giving it credit for right now.
Oh, it'll be a good game because Carolina has a style of play that when they're on as a whole team, they're playing complimentary football. They bring the game to a screeching halt. They want to dink and dunk and run the football. And defensively, they obviously want to win in the trenches because they have a pretty good trench.
Yeah, they do.
Line. I mean, they're pretty good in the defensive line. Mike Jackson's been a pretty good DB. For them, although I don't think they can cover a healthy Davante Adams or a Puka, but that's just me. But I think Mike Jackson has a good chance. But the styles make fights. The style they play, if they are on, matches up well with what the Rams do.
I think it's important for Carolina to get an early score because I think that if they have to start playing from behind and Bryce is trying all of a sudden having to throw the ball a bunch of times, that's not the matchup they want to play.
Kind of what happened in that Seattle game with them when they played Seattle.
Yeah, exactly.
Seattle got a little bit of a lead on them, and they were chasing points.
Yep.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Also tomorrow, the Packers will take on the Bears at 8 o'clock.
This is the best. This is the best one of the weekend.
If we can get a healthy Jordan Love or Malik Willis,
Yes. It's the best one of the weekend, just simply from a historic standpoint of what those two teams are, what they have been, how much they dislike each other as franchises, and you know what's on the line for both of these teams that are trying to kind of hit that next level where they've been. You know, Chicago hasn't been here, but Green Bay, I think there's a lot of pressure to kind of win a playoff game at some point, right? And kind of move forward and make a Super Bowl run. So we'll see.
How about the Bills taking on the Jags Sunday at 1?
This is interesting because everyone is going to blame Sean McDermott if Buffalo loses. I think Buffalo being in this position shows Sean McDermott's a pretty good coach. Offensively, they are Josh Allen and James Cook. Defensively, they've lost quite a few guys over the years because of money and guys aging out. And their defense has been better than people think through the last half of the season. I mean, they've won them some games with scoring. So, and the Trevor Lawrence thing is Liam Cohen really got Trevor Lawrence turned around? And they've done – Jacksonville's done all of this, Mike, with the third or fourth overall pick in the draft, not even playing most of the year.
That's what's
Travis Hunter.
Liam Cohen's another reason that I want an offensive play caller here as the head coach. I mean, it just is point blank, plain and simple. That's how you get the most out of your team in a short fashion. I think it's going to be a good matchup. These are two teams, I think, that right now they'll have completely different bars of where they need to get to. Like, I think if Jacksonville loses, Liam Cohen and company are like, oh, yeah, you know, hey, we're building something. We love where we've come.
Mm-hmm.
If Josh Allen and McDermott, they lose this game, it's like, dude, you really missed your window. You know what I mean? Like, you completely fell flat on your face.
Well, coming up, we're going to get the final pick records from the guys. Preview the Peach Bowl, and it is Fair or Foul Friday. So chew on this for a moment. Mike McDaniel will take an interview of some kind in Atlanta over the next month.
Ooh.
That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.